Rabbit!
We haven't had a chance to do one of those in a while.
No, we haven't, because the first of the month has been coming on the weekends.
Yeah, exactly. But of course, again, according to our crack researcher, Ellen Culler, you say rabbit, first thing you do as you hop out of bed on the first day of the month, and you got, in this case, 30 days of good luck.
Good luck, and then if you forget, what do you do, Freddie?
Yeah, you just... Ron, I'm glad you asked. Just the last thing you'd say before you get back in bed on this particular evening, you say rabbit backwards, which of course would be...
Tibar.
And if you blow that,
you've
got a chance April the 2nd. You get up tomorrow morning and go...
Carrot.
So you've got three chances.
And if you forget all three times, then you're on your own.
Yeah, but I tell you, saying this is a lot better than carrying a rabbit's foot in your pocket.
Or
all month.
Well, but today also is a special day because it's Rock and Roll Trivia Day.
Yes, it is April Fool's Day.
Rock and Roll Tuesday.
I never really did the whole April Fool's thing a whole lot.
Nah, not really.
Well, you used to do the thing about nude beaches at University Lake. Remember that?
Well, yeah, there's some people around town. When I started talking about that, there were some people around town who got really upset about that. Mainly Rebecca Clark. She was really hot about it. She was, you know, calling in telling me I shouldn't do that. And Art Huro, remember Art? General Huro?
Yes.
He kind of played along with that whole thing.
Uh-huh.
I got Art to lend a little bit of credibility to it.
Yes.
Because he was a serious guy and, you know, and he played along with it. And it was awesome. I mean, there were people around town who really thought that we were going to have a new beach out at University Lake.
Oh, my goodness.
And there were some people who were extremely upset about it. And they were getting ready to run me out of town on a rail.
There you go.
It was fun.
But how we segue to rock and roll. But
well,
actually, there is kind of a segue to
really?
This, but I can't reveal it until the answer.
Okay.
All right. 39 years ago today.
Mm-hmm. 39 years ago.
This was the number one song in the land.
Okay.
Ron's about to play it. Name either of the artist or the name of the song.
That was 1975.
That were 39 years ago? Yes, it would.
Yeah. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. I'm going to hear it at the same time you do, so we'll try and figure it out together.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
Oh. Voulez-vous coucher? I don't even know the words, but I know the song.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi? Ce soir.
Lady Marmalade, or Marmalade.
Yes,
it's,
by?
It's Patti LaBelle, and it was awesome. Patti LaBelle and the...
Just the LaBelle.
Yeah, LaBelle.
Yeah.
And her,
Lady Marmalade.
You used to call them the Bluebells, but, you know, I guess it was just LaBelle at that point.
It was a great song. I remember
it was.
Spring break going down with this song being the rage down the Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, it reminds me of New Orleans.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, well, that's a great segue.
Yeah.
Written by Bob Crewe and Kenny Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
The tune was released in August of 74, but it climbed to number one by the spring of 75, inspired by Crewe's impressions of New Orleans.
Yeah.
And, of course, it included the extremely suggestive line, "Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?"
Which means?
Do you want to sleep with me tonight?
That's great.
Oui?
Oh, man. Yeah, that was kind of risque stuff back then.
Oh, yeah.
1975, folks. It was a number one song. It was a good one. That's
yeah, it was.
Sure.
I mean, it had a great beat.
Mm-hmm.
You can dance to it.
Yeah. Exactly.
See you tomorrow, buddy.
Thanks for bringing back the memories,
yes,
as always.
Sir.